Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 68, Revelation 19, verses 6 through 10, chapter title, Hallelujah. Verse 6 reads, "Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing water, like loud peals of thunder." And again, the multitude here, as I've been saying, is probably the believers of the church, the community of believers in heaven. And they're shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory." Now, the reason why these people are giving God glory is stated in verse 7. "Let us rejoice, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear." Fine linen stands for the righteousness of the saints. Verse 9, "Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. And then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." When you give testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are prophesying. Now, the big thing we need to talk about in this section is the bride of Christ. Who is the bride of Christ? This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Among prophetic futurists, the most common belief is that the church, New Testament Christians, are the bride of Christ, and it's them who come to the marriage feast of the Lamb. And we see the invited ones here. There's a lot of different ways of viewing this. Who are these invited people? Maybe the invited people are Jews. It's really hard to say. Now, let me suggest another alternative, and that is, if you believe that John here has been transported into the future when these things take place, and if the Great Tribulation is all about Israel, then there are some people, and they are in the minority when it comes to prophetic futurists, that believe the bride of Christ is Israel. Throughout the Old Testament, God viewed Israel as his wife. Hosea 2 said he divorced Israel, but we do know that he will remarry Israel in the end, and this wedding feast might actually be the remarriage of God to Israel. The argument against that is, this is not the bride, this is not the wedding feast of God, but the wedding feast of the Lamb. Now, the point is, how and why do we understand that this bride is the church? And it's founded in a passage in Ephesians 5 that is usually misunderstood and misinterpreted. And let's just look at that. Ephesians 5, from verse 22 on, is all about husband and wife relationships. It begins by saying, "Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands." It goes on to say in verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word, and to present her to himself a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any such thing." So Jesus at some point is going to present the church to God the Father as blameless and wrinkleless. That will take place when he hands over all things to God the Father, as stated in 1 Corinthians 15. So in verse 28, and this is the clincher here, it says, "In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies." He's saying that a man loves his own body. There's no way around that. We all believe that. And therefore, a man should love his wife in the same way that a man loves his body. Goes on to say, he who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body. That's understandable. But he feeds it and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. Verse 30, for we are members of his body. We are members of Christ's body. He loves us and feeds us. Verse 31, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. Nowhere in this passage does it say that the church is the bride of Christ. What it does say in this passage is the church is the body of Christ. Paul is relating marriage to the relationship between church and Jesus. There's only one point that Paul is making. As a man loves his own body, he will love his wife and the marriage will succeed. The point here is that as Jesus loves his own physical body, he loves his body, the church. In this passage, the church is the body of Christ. Nowhere does it say the church is the bride of Christ. With this understanding in mind, some people believe that the marriage feast of the Lamb in Revelation 19 is not the church based on Ephesians 5, because if you believe according to Ephesians 5 the church is the bride, then you've misunderstood Ephesians 5. I am not totally convinced either way. I am now leaning to this marriage feast of the Lamb is the remarriage between God and Israel.